Want more Hamish in Paris?
Download the Hit app.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
It's almost been a year since I moved to Queensland. Mm. And during that time, Haim, I've made plenty of friends.
Nice.
Plenty of great, great friends. Close friends.
Yep.
Good friends. Mm. But best friends? No. I've not been able to obtain the holy grail that is a best friend.
Haven't got a bestie.
No, and it's not that I don't have viable candidates. It's that I'm very picky.
Yep.
And I wanted to pick the right one.
Yep.
Now, it's taken me a long time, but I finally have done that. And I haven't actually met the person who I've decided will be my best friend.
Right.
I just know that she lives within a few hours of where I live.
Okay.
And therefore, she is viable.
Yes.
She's in the area.
Yes.
And she's also got lots of special interests that I want to learn about
from
her. And I feel like if I was her best friend, I would be able to do that.
Mm.
Now, the person
I
am reaching out to today, if you're listening to this, is Bindi Irwin.
Oh, okay.
I believe that Bindi and I are perfect best friends. We're only about 3 months apart in age.
Yes.
We're both 21 years old.
Sure.
We're both living in the same region.
Okay.
We've both got brown hair.
Right.
And we both love Crocs. Some more than others, but we both love Crocs.
She a little more than you. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, she knows more about Crocs.
Yeah.
So love level, I can't speak on her behalf.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she's faking. I don't know. And I will come to know that when I become her best friend.
Sure.
So as anyone would do when they pick a best friend, I have written a song for her.
Of course.
Bindi, if you're listening to this right now, I would really appreciate it if you won. Take into consideration my heartfelt lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And two, give us a call on 13 12 16 because I want to be your best friend.
Right.
Badly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Are we playing the song now?
Yes, we're playing the song. You've got fear in your eyes.
I have.
Me too, a little. Look, this was my former self.
Okay.
Ooh, Australia Zoo. Let me in so I can say hey. The crocodile's where I wanna be. Ooh, I need a best friend now, buddy. Ooh, I need a best friend. I need a best friend. The best friend I could have. I've been waiting a long time for a best friend. And now that I pick one, Bindi Irwin, it's you. I really think you should be my best friend. Bindi, be my best friend. I've been waiting since 1998. Bindi, please be my best friend. Bindi, please, please be my best friend.
Wow.
Are you convinced, Bindi?
Look, I thought you may have had a high chance before the song, after the song.
I still think I can do it.
You reckon?
If anyone knows Bindi, 13, 12, 16.
Yep.
This is not the last that you will hear of my best friend endeavours. If anything, it's only the beginning.
Okay. All I can say is good luck. Yesterday, I made my 5-year-old son, Adam, cry. I'm not proud of it, but I still do not understand how it happened. Like, no one wants to make their kids cry.
Oh, absolutely not. And when you do make kids cry, because usually it's on accident, that guilt is just so horrible.
I don't know if I should be hanging on to any guilt with this one, though. He really bawled. Like, I have not seen him cry. He turned it on for, like, ages. Why? Well, I did the simple thing of throwing out some boxes. Now, these are boxes, just plain cardboard boxes. There was nothing in them. They were empty. And I thought, well, you know what? They can go into the recycling. So I started pulling them to pieces, flattening them out so they could go into the recycling, and then done, dusted, gone. Don't need the boxes in my house anymore. As it turns out, they weren't boxes at all to him. They were his sword, his shield, and his racing car.
Oh, that is harsh, Haim. You should have looked at the boxes closely.
I did look at the boxes, and there were text marks on the boxes, but it didn't look like it was a car, nor did it look like it was a sword, apart from the fact that it was one of those long boxes that contained, I don't know, a poster or something, and a shield was just a flat box.
Look, to be honest, I do sympathise, because as a young child, it wasn't super long ago, I suppose, I was a box kid. I think there's certain kids
out there
right.
who love boxes, and I was one of them, so I can relate.
So it's okay to like a box. Their boxes are handy. They're good for carrying things. But liking boxes to the point where you cry when a box is thrown out, that's just what I don't understand.
No feeling worse than when your parents finally bought a huge item, so you got a box big enough to make a cubby house in, and then they tell you that's enough, it's time to go in the bin. Oh, it's heartbreaking.
It must be. I don't necessarily understand. I mean, I never had boxes to play with when I was a youngster. We just couldn't afford boxes.
Oh, stop it. So, you could afford much better things than boxes, and that's why you never had any.
They came in wooden crates. We had the wooden crates. They were wrapped in gold.
They were handcrafted at your home as a child, hey?
No, I wish, but sadly not the case. So here's the thing. I think kids, though, they have emotional attachments to things that aren't your standard things, like boxes, for instance, or a piece of cloth. If you had like a kid that is just loves a certain piece of cloth because it feels good against their skin, you throw that out, bang, you know, it's tears.
Big
tears
trouble.
Central. 13, 12, 16. I want to know if there's anybody else that has had a child that has had an emotional attachment to something out of the ordinary. Mm. So your cardboard box, for instance, or something different maybe.
All right.
Give us a call, 13 12 16. Please let me know that I'm not alone and my child is just not weird. Now we've got Kayla on the line. Kayla, what was it for you?
So, again, ours is a box, but we've had it in our house for probably 4 months now. So my almost four-year-old has made a lizard house out of it.
A lizard house.
Now so he's brought in twigs and leaves and it's literally in the corner of the house. We can't move it or touch it or he absolutely loses it. We have to take a photo to make sure that no one moves any part of this box or his lizard house. So we've got this huge box in the corner of the house and it makes it look like this big, jumpy place, but he won't let us do anything with it.
Has he brought lizards in to live in the lizard house?
No, he just thinks that they'll eventually come in. So he's collected things. Like, I think at the moment there's a McDonald's chip packet thing there sitting there next to it. So
yeah.
It's a random lot of things that he's collected to make this lizard
Could
house.
You get a normal tank and purchase an actual lizard and tell him that his lizard house evolved when a lizard showed up? It brought its own house and the lizard king took away his.
He probably would like that, but I don't know that Dad would agree. Because Dad says no more pets.
Yeah, I think there's a limit.
He would love that, but yeah.
Limit to the amount of pets. My kids have done something very, very similar. My wife hates lizards, so that will never, ever happen. There will never be a lizard in their house. Kayla, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. We've got Beck on the line as well on 13, 12, 16. So, Beck, has your child got an emotional connection to something a bit weird?
Well, it wasn't actually one of mine. It's one of my cousins. He used to have this little baby pillow that he'd take with him everywhere, and he'd call it his poo.
And how long did he carry that around for?
Until he was about 12 years old.
Whoa,
wow.
That is old.
At what point does a child saying, I can't live without my poo, not cute?
It stopped at about 3 years old.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm hunting around the house. What can you find? I can't find my poo.
That being said, it doesn't stop you from talking about poo 24/7, hey? So no, you never know. You can do it forever.
Still enjoy talking about poop, as it turns out. All right, Beck, thanks for the call.
Not a problem. Bye.
Click Frenzy is well and truly in motion. And if you're an online shopping connoisseur like myself, then it is essential that you know all about the big events. So we've got Grant, the managing director of Click Frenzy, on the line right now. How's it going, Grant?
Yeah, good morning. It's been a big night. So more to come today.
Yep. So Click Frenzy obviously started yesterday, but when does it end? How much longer do we have to take advantage of this online shopping extravaganza?
So it runs right through to midnight tonight. So shoppers have got a chance all day today and then after work to get those last minute deals done and checked out and on their way to you before the end of the week.
Now, Grant, I remember the first Click Frenzy. It was a couple of years ago now. And I assume you didn't expect such a huge response back there because things didn't work according to plan. this year or this time around, I assume we're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So that first event was back in 2012 now, so we've come a long way since then. And really, we were absolutely shocked by the appetite Australians had for online shopping events of this nature, and we've seen it continue to grow. So fortunately, you know, after the wash-up, we definitely had a crash, and we don't shy away from that. But that just told us what the appetite was for these types of events. So we got to work on improving the platform and the technology, and we've had a smooth run since. And yeah, this event in particular, May, is a new one that we introduced in 2016, and it's an absolute winner. Not much else happening this time of year in May. Forget the election, forget Game of Thrones. It's all about Quick Frenzy this week and tonight. And yeah, it's been a great event for us.
Now, I've got a list in front of me, and there's shops like Maya, Sheridan, Feeler, the Catch Group as well. But how many retailers are across the board involved in this?
Yeah, we advertised 300, but due to a late surge over the last few days leading into the event, we've actually had 450 retailers participating in this event. Great new brands joining on, like IKEA and Mimco and Bose, Gorman, so some of these great brands across the full spectrum of categories.
Yeah, fantastic. So 450 retailers and 2,000 plus deals. For anyone who hasn't gotten around Click Frenzy before, it's actually insane. Like, there was Apple Watches for $6, MacBook Airs for $14. We have gotten well and truly into it, so some of those specials may not be left now. However, I couldn't encourage people more to check this out.
Yeah, you've got a few of those Go Nuts deals that Paris just mentioned. So are there any of those left in the last few hours?
Yeah, absolutely. We save the best for last. So we're really encouraging people to check out the site today. There's 22 of those Go Nuts deals altogether. So they're running pretty consistently throughout the event. We gave everyone a bit of time off last night, but back on deck this morning and ready to crack it at it.
All right. For anybody that hasn't checked out Click Frenzy before, what do we do?
Yeah, so look, the easiest thing to do, go to clickfrenzy.com.au right now. And if you want to get access to those super 99% off deals plus some other exclusive deals, you've got to just join as a member. It's free to join. You can unsubscribe at any time if you want to. And we certainly don't share data with any other third parties. It's really about giving consumers an opportunity to snag a bargain of a lifetime.
Well, Click Frenzy Mayhem, it's on until midnight tonight. Grant Arnott, Managing Director of Click Frenzy, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
I am thinning on top, unfortunately, Paris, and over the last couple of weeks, we've been trying different baldness cures in order to stop that from happening.
Yes, or at least help your cause.
Slow it down, maybe. Growing hair back would be awesome.
Absolutely.
So we tried a whole bunch of different things. There was the caffeine shampoo, cow saliva, which is something that Colombian farmers do, essential oils, that was good. It smelt nice too. And the last one was the fine mix of horse and dog pee that we mixed together, put on my head, and it's something that Henry VIII did way back in the day and clearly didn't work for him and hasn't worked for me either.
Yeah, Henry VIII did a lot of things that you shouldn't try, Haim, yep. And we haven't really spoken about it since because it was a traumatising event for all involved.
Yeah, for
everyone. It was messed up.
A lot of people came to me afterwards and said, what is wrong with you? Why would you even do that? And, well, clearly I was desperate. But
clearly.
I have moved on from that. However, my research has continued. For starters, I think I'm in some trouble because there's a doctor called Chris Stein who has said this recently about hair loss.
These were scientists at the University of Bonn in Germany. And they took 11,000 men who were prematurely bald and then 12,000 men with no hair loss and then sort of analysed them, looking at their genes and all sorts of other things as well. And they found there was a link between hair loss and certain other properties of the body. And one was height, and they found that men under 5'10" are more prone to hair loss, and also white men rather than black more prone to hair loss.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a couple of things here. I'm not the shortest guy in the world, but I am one of the whitest. So
yes, you are. I feel like any height that you have has been outweighed by your transparent skin. I can see your white blood cells from across the table.
That is absolutely correct. So that's not helping me. So what I've done is I've moved on from trying to regrow my hair, and now I'm going with the replacing of hair. So what I did was I ordered something very similar to, now this is an old ad from the 90s, but I couldn't find one for the new products, but this is, you'll get the gist.
GLH means great looking hair. GLH instantly covers your bald spot, leaving you with great looking hair. And the GLH hair system is not expensive.
That's incredible. I've been getting a razzing for being bald, and I'm only a young man. No more dates without being called old man, but the babes are back.
Applying GLH to yourself is so easy. Just spray on, then brush after using the finishing shield, and you're done. And with GLH, there's no problem with the rain.
So I've ordered hair in a can. I wanted to play that ad mainly because that tool was saying the babes are back. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, it scares me how much we've changed since the 90s. I thought that wasn't even long ago, but hearing that, oh my God.
Yeah. So here's where the snag is, Paris. I've ordered the hair in the can. It is ready to go. The problem is I wasn't home to accept the delivery, and now it's sitting at the post office and I'm too embarrassed to go in and actually pick it up. So can you maybe do me a solid? I know we're besties. So can you possibly pick it up for me?
Okay, two things. Number one, no, can't do you a favour. Right. Too busy. Couldn't possibly.
Okay, fair enough.
Secondly, it comes in a box. They're not going to know. It's not some bare can of spray on hair.
Oh, no. The front of the box pretty much says it.
Really?
So, yeah. You know, you'd think that they would put it in a box that has no significant markings on it, but literally comes in a box saying hair in a can on the front.
Just claim it.
Really?
Yeah.
Own it?
Yeah.
Own it?
You're talking about it on the radio, but you're not going to go into the post office?
Come on. There's a difference. The face-to-face thing just freaks me out. Mm. Anyway, that should be... We'll spray my bald spot with it as soon as I get the guts up to pick it up. All right, I want to talk about this next topic for two reasons. The first, I'm interested, but secondly, because it's going to make Paris very angry. And that is Game of Thrones.
Look, I thought I put an end to this when I said no more.
Yeah.
The final episode's come out.
Yeah.
I tolerated it for as long as I could.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that I've seen active complaints about in our comments on Facebook.
Okay, I promise that
everybody else could be
the last time that we talk about it. But
I hope.
Yeah, well, you know.
At least you're replacing Game of Thrones in this scenario.
Oh, yeah, I am in this scenario. So if you have, with the end of Game of Thrones now, a massive Game of Thrones-sized hole in your TV schedule, in your watching schedule, in your heart, then I have here a couple of shows that may replace that, all right? And these are ones that you can actively find pretty much on any sort of, if you can find them online. In fact, half of them, they're probably on YouTube. I know one's on SBS. So you can find it, okay? You can find these shows.
All right,
so we'll just quickly run through them. The first one is Merlin. Did you get around Merlin back in the day?
I didn't, but I do remember it. I remember the ads because do you remember back in the day they had extended ads on TV where they would be like extended ad and it would just play a scene? Merlin always seemed to cop those.
So it's got that fantasy element with it. It hasn't got the blood, guts and gore, obviously, of it as well. So the whole family can pretty much watch this one. Check it out.
No young man, no matter how great, can know his destiny.
Whatever it is you think I'm supposed to do, you've got the wrong person.
But the gifts he possesses and the choice he makes will in time father a legend. His name, Merlin.
All right, so not too bad. Another one you might want to check out instead of, now that Game of Thrones is gone, is one called The Last Kingdom. So a bit more gore in it. So, you know, if you want that kind of stuff, it's there for you. Check it out.
Kill them all!
The idea of a single kingdom called England has to begin here.
Are you afraid?
A new epic eight-part drama. The Last Kingdom on BBC Two and BBC Two HD.
All right, you don't have to watch it on BBC Two.
I didn't realise that you were seriously trying to replace Game of Thrones with other Game of Thrones-like shows.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're into Game of Thrones and you want similar Game of Thrones things. Now, this is a scale, so from more family-friendly up to more gory. The last one is Vikings. Now, a lot of people getting around Vikings.
We have embarked on a new way of life here.
We must all prepare for another attack.
We shall unleash our forces against our brothers.
Then we are not only fighting for ourselves, but for our gods!
He died for all of us.
Vikings.
To be fair, my dad is a big fan of Vikings, does get around it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's three shows that you can get around instead of Game of Thrones now that Game of Thrones is finished. Or, of course, you can just get into politics because there's a lot of backstabbing and gore in that.
Or you could just change television genres because, let's be honest,
try something new.
8 years of stabbing, incest and crazy wars,
yeah.
I'm sure you're over it.
Want more Hamish and Paris?
Download the Hit app.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.